This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood's repeal vote is the template, says Helen Raleigh. The Federalist's Helen Raleigh tells the Kim Monson show that Lakewood's April 7 grassroots victory over city council upzoning is a replicable model, and that empirical research from Minneapolis and Oregon shows why density mandates keep failing to deliver the affordability they promise. MVR. The grassroots revolt that crushed four upzoning ordinances in Lakewood on April 7 is a replicable template other Colorado cities can copy, and the data Colorado politicians keep ignoring, according to Helen Raleigh, who walked through her case on the Kim Monson show Thursday morning. Raleigh, a senior contributor at The Federalist and the author of Confucius Never Sighed, published a data-heavy analysis on March 26, arguing that the upzoning reforms Democrat lawmakers and Governor Jared Polis keep pushing have a measurable track record, and it falls well short of what voters were promised. "I think they set up a really good example to show other municipalities," Raleigh said of Lakewood voters on the Kim Monson show. "This is not just about property rights. It's really also about a fundamental question." The data Raleigh says politicians keep ignoring. Raleigh's Federalist piece assembles research from the jurisdictions that implemented single-family zoning reform years ago. She cites a 2023 study finding that upzoning produced a housing supply increase of less than 1% over 3 to 9 years, offering no real improvements for low to moderate income renters. Minneapolis, the first major U.S. city to eliminate single-family-only zoning, fared worse on the one metric reformers promised: price. According to research Raleigh cites in the piece, single-family home prices in Minneapolis ran 3 to 5% higher in upzoned areas than in comparable border areas, a pattern she attributes to speculation triggered by the rezoning itself. In Oregon, which banned single-family-only zoning statewide, Raleigh writes that median home values reached about $510,000 in May 2022, an increase of 19.7% from a year earlier. Upzoning reforms for which Warren and other Democrats advocate have clearly proven to be ineffective in achieving their goals, Raleigh wrote. Instead of making housing more affordable, these policies have centralized zoning authority, eroding local control and undermining property rights. Colorado's state-level vehicles. The Federalist piece places Lakewood's fight in a state context. Raleigh says voters should already be watching. Governor Polis signed House Bill 2413-13 into law on May 13, 2024. The statute creates a new category of transit-oriented community and requires designated local governments to identify an effective net housing density for areas within their transit and neighborhood centers. 3 days earlier, on May 10, Polis signed House Bill 2413-04, which prohibits municipalities inside metropolitan planning organizations from enforcing minimum parking requirements on multifamily residential development within a quarter mile of qualifying transit stops. The parking prohibition became operative for land use approvals on or after June 30, 2025. Raleigh notes in her Federalist analysis that Greenwood Village, Aurora, Arvada, Westminster, Glendale, and Lafayette sued over the 2024 package, arguing the laws violate home rule protections in the Colorado Constitution. Four Colorado cities, same result. Lakewood is the fifth Colorado municipality in Raleigh's running tally of grassroots pushback against council-approved density measures, and the latest, in her words, to join the resistance. She lists Littleton, Telluride, Estes Park, and Greeley as the four prior examples, places where, she writes, voters overwhelmingly rejected their leftist city council's attempt to revise their zoning codes to permit more middle housing options, such as duplexes, triplexes, and townhomes, within previously single-family zones. The Kim Monson newsroom previously reported that Lakewood voters repealed all four ordinances by an average margin of 62% to 38%, even after the pro-density campaign outspent the grassroots repeal committees by nearly 6-1. Raleigh's read is that the financial mismatch is beside the point. The residents of Lakewood, she said on the show, did something other Colorado cities can study step by step. "So, I really congratulate the Lakewood residents for putting up the really tough fight," Raleigh said. "So, I think that the other residents from other municipalities really can draw inspiration from Lakewood." the fundamental question. Raleigh closed the segment with the framing her Federalist column returns to twice, that zoning fights now turn on a single question about which level of government decides what a neighborhood becomes. Should the land use decisions rest with the families and the communities who actually live there, Raleigh asked on the show, or should it reside with the politicians who try to pursue some kind of ideological agenda from the top down? For Raleigh, Lakewood just answered that question. The rest of Colorado now has a worked example to copy.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Helen Raleigh put her finger on what the Lakewood repeal really decided. The vote settled who gets to shape a neighborhood, the families who live there, or politicians chasing a top-down agenda. The research Raleigh has been tracking, from Minneapolis to Oregon, shows that upzoning mandates fail to deliver the affordability they promise. Lakewood voters saw through the sales pitch and reclaimed a decision that was always theirs to make. Littleton, Telluride, Estes Park, and Greeley already figured this out. The rest of Colorado is running out of excuses. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.